It's a mild summer morning in the Oakhurst neighborhood of Decatur. Corbin Allgood McKinnon and his mother, Beth, are sitting on the porch of L'Arche Atlanta, a community-based program for people with developmental disabilities. Corbin is 30 years old and an accomplished musician. He's played the bagpipes for 13 years and has competed in the U.S., Scotland, and Ireland. He even played at his dad's wedding. Corbin is also blind and intellectually delayed. He's a part of L'Arche Atlanta, a place where people with developmental disabilities are given the chance to live independently. During the week, Corbin leaves the house and attends a day program with his friends in Gwinnett County.
I cook, play a game. I played cornhole.
Yeah, he loves cornhole, the yard game where you throw beanbags. L'Arche Atlanta is a part of an international network of community-based care that was founded in 1964 in Trosly, France. Corbin left his mom's home 3 years ago to move into L'Arche.
If I could have chosen when he would come here, it would have not been when he did. I wasn't ready because I just have so much fun being with him and feel so comforted by his presence. But it was the best place.
Home and community-based programs also help family members and caretakers answer the question of who will take care of their loved one after they're gone.
His father and I are both in our 60s, you know, and it's such a relief to know that he's going to be okay and he's going to be loved and he's going to love where he is and who he's with and his life.
It also gives people in the community with and without developmental disabilities the opportunity to understand one another. Tim Moore has been the executive director of L'Arche Atlanta since it launched in 2012.
There is always an incredible amount of difference that's created by a disability, and that difference is feared no matter where it is. So in L'Arche, we basically flip that fear upside down, and we invite people to encounter the person and the gifts that are within the people with disabilities.
Georgia had to close many of its mental health hospitals in 2010 due to a settlement with the federal government. That created more demand for programs like L'Arche. But not everyone who wants this type of care can get it. Eric Jacobson is the executive director of the Georgia Council on Developmental Disabilities.
Really, the only thing that's keeping everybody from having that life on some level is dollars allocated by the state legislature and the federal government to support those folks in the community.
This month, Georgia's governor asked for every state agency to make 4% cuts in their budgets this fiscal year and 6% cuts on what's left the year after. This includes the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities, which currently has a wait list of 344 people on it. These people have expressed a desire to live outside of their home or their family's home and in a community-based care program. For GPB News, I'm McKenna Smith.